Slide 1. This component, Networking and Health Information Exchange, addresses what is required to accomplish networking across and among disparate organizations who have heterogeneous systems. As one might imagine, this topic covers a lot of territory fraught with new topics and a lot of acronyms. My apologies, but that is what it is. I suggest you keep your glossary beside you as you study this material. Unit 4 covers basic health data standards and consists of 6 subunits. Over these 6 subunits, we will identify the set of standards necessary to establish semantic interoperability. This 6th subunit presents 3 related document standards that are in major use globally today. Slide 2. The objectives of this subunit are to discuss Clinical Data Architecture, CDA, Continuity of Care Document, CCD, and Continuity of Care Record, CCR, standards. There are 2 competing standards that play a major role in packaging data in a document and exchanging the data with other users. The standards are similar and have created some controversy as to which should be used. The Clinical Document Architecture of HL7 is the oldest standard. The Continuity of Care Record was created by ASTM as a simpler-to-implement standard. The Continuity of Care document is based on the HL7 CDA standard and represents a harmonization between the CDA and CCR. The CCD is an implementation guide that essentially takes the content of the CCR and enters it into the CDA architecture. These standards are important because of their use in defining a structure called a schema for the exchange of data. An instantiation or instance of the CDA can be verified by comparing the content with the schema. The schema identifies the data elements along with some attributes. In this subunit, we will explore the CDA as representative of this type of standard. Slide 3. The CDA is a document markup standard that specifies the structure and semantics of clinical documents. The architecture should impose minimal constraints or requirements on document structure and content required for exchange. The CDA can include text, images, sounds, and other multimedia content. A CDA document can exist outside a message. The architecture specifies the schemas required for exchange. The CDA typically contains observations and services of a specific patient. The current version is Release 2, R2. Slide 4. This slide presents characteristics of the CDA. Persistence continues to exist in an unaltered state for a time period defined by local and regulatory requirements. It may or may not be important, depending on what happens on the receiving end. It can be stored as a persistent document, or its contents can be extracted and included in an EHR. Stewardship is maintained by an organization entrusted with its care. Its potential for authentication is an assemblage of information that is intended to be legally authenticated. Context establishes the default context for its contents. Wholeness means that authentication of a clinical document applies to the whole and does not apply to portions of the document without the full context of the document. Human readability means the contents can be read by a human. Why is this important? CDA can include both structured data for input into EHR in systems that have a structured EHR, or for systems that are text-based, can include human-readable narrative that can be directly displayed. In the absence of interoperability, this still provides a method for sharing data. Slide 5. The CDA specification is richly expressive and flexible. CDA uses XML as the markup language. It is based on the HL7 reference information model, and it uses the HL7 data types, which are consistent with the ISO data types. Data elements derive their meaning from the HL7 RIM. CDA uses HL7 data types. Document level, section level, and entry level templates can be used to constrain the generic CDA specification. Slide 6. The CDA allows a cost-effective implementation across a wide spectrum of systems. Promote longevity of all information encoded according to this architecture. It enables a wide range of post-exchange processing applications. It is compatible with a wide range of document creation applications. CDA documents are human-readable using widely available and commonly deployed XML-aware browsers and print drivers and a generic CDA style sheet written in a standard style sheet language. The architecture must be scalable to accommodate fine-grained markup, such as highly structured text and coded data. The CDA promotes exchanges that are independent of the underlying transfer or storage mechanism. Slide 7. A CDA document is wrapped by a clinical document element. The major components of the CDA are a header and a body. The header includes all data necessary to identify the document, sender and receiver, date and time, and other data discussed in detail in a following slide. The body contains all the clinical data. The CDA is expressed in XML. The document wrapper is the XML tag Start Clinical Document with the ending tag Stop Clinical Document. The body is wrapped by the tag Structured Body. Slide 8. Note the syntax for the XML markup language. An XML tag is expressed as tag. Data is identified by the data element name. Data has a value. These fields are identified by the XML tags. Each entry has a start tag and a stop tag. An example is start code. Code equals 11488-4. Stop code. Nested structures are indented to make it easier to see the structure of the content. Programs can check syntax, conformant document, to make sure all beginnings have an end and that structures are intact. Slide 9. This slide shows a graphic of a complete CDA. Note the sections of document, header, body, section, entries, and external references. The header will be discussed in detail in the next slide. Body. The body contains the clinical report and can be either an unstructured blob or can be comprised of structured markup. A structured body, which is wrapped by the structured body element, is divided up into recursively nestable document sections. Section is wrapped by the section element. It can contain a single narrative block and any number of entries. 0 to many. It may have external references. Narrative block. The CDA narrative block is wrapped by the text element within the section element and provides a slot for the human-readable content needing to be rendered. External references. External references refer to things that exist outside the CDA document, such as some other image, some other procedure, or some other observation wrapped by the external observation element. These sections may repeat. Slide 10. This is the structure for the header. Author, confidentiality, data enterer, human language, informant, legal authenticator, participant, record target. The header sets the context for the entire body. However, structure can be changed within the document or for a section of a document. For example, the header can set the confidentiality as public, but within the document can set confidentiality to private for an indicated section. Slide 11. This slide shows the major components of the CDA with the XML tags in place. Creating an XML by hand will consist of putting in the specific tags, data names, and the data. Sections would be repeated as necessary. CDA conformance specifies the principles governing the representation of the narrative block, conformance requirements on the part of originators when populating the block, and recipients when rendering it. Within a document section, the narrative block represents content to be rendered, whereas CDA entries represent structured content provided for a computer. CDA entries encode content present in the narrative block of the same section. CDA external references always occur within the context of a CDA entry and are wrapped by the reference element. The CDA entry that wraps the external reference can be used to encode the specific portions of the external reference that are addressed in the narrative block. This hierarchical structure reflects the drawing on the previous page. Slide 12. The CDA specification permits the definition of many documents and identifies them by assigned codes. Sections within the document can also be identified by codes. Thus, it is possible to differentiate a consultation note CDA from a discharge summary CDA because the two will have distinct document codes in the document instance. An HL7 template provides a formal mechanism to say that a particular consultation note or discharge summary must contain certain sections, or that an assessment or plan section must contain certain observations. The CDA requirement for human readability guarantees that a receiver of a CDA document can algorithmically display the clinical content of the note on a standard web browser. CDA Release 2, with its blend of narrative and CDA entries, presents new challenges to this requirement. Slide 13. This example shows the use of rendering tags, in this case bold, to enhance the presentation of the data. Slide 14. This slide illustrates the use of a section code to identify and specify the content of a section equals past history. If there was no past history, that section would be omitted. Slide 15. The LOINC terminology set includes LOINC codes for CDA documents. Examples include 28568-4, Visit Note, Emergency Department Physician, 34862-3, Admission Evaluation Note, Inpatient Attending General Medicine, 11488-4, Consultation Note, Setting, Provider. Slide 16. The Continuity of Care document is the union of the ASTM-CCR standardized dataset that is used to constrain CDA specifically for a patient summary document. The approach taken in the development of CCD is to reflect the CCR requirements in a CDA R2 framework, and to do so in such a way that CDA is constrained in accordance with models being developed by other HL7 committees. This process has helped accelerate convergence within HL7 around a common clinical statement model, leading to closer collaboration with several domain committees, such as results, family history, allergies, problems, and medications. Slide 17. The sections of CCD have been extended beyond the CCR and now include payers, advanced directives, support, functional status, problems, family history, social history, alerts, allergies, adverse events, medications, medical equipment, immunizations, vital signs, results, procedures, encounters, and plan of care. Slide 18. This slide shows a sample CCD. Slide 19. The sample CCD continues. Slide 20. The primary use case for the ASTM-CCR is to provide a snapshot in time containing a summary of pertinent clinical, demographic, and administrative data for a specific patient. The CCR provides a patient health summary detail. It is a flexible document and can contain whatever the sender wishes. It provides relevant and timely core information about patients for exchange among patients. The CCR is available from ASTM at a cost. CCR uses the XML syntax. Slide 21. The CCR content includes demographics, diagnosis, problem list, medication, allergies, insurance, and care plan. Compare this content with the content of the CCD. Slide 22. The increased power of these structured documents to enable interoperability holds great promise for HIT. The structure might be considered complicated, but the content is simple: data elements with XML tags. The structured and narrative section of the CDA clearly provides a gradual pathway from unstructured free text to highly structured data. The capability provided by this technology opens a new opportunity to exchange data on a significantly elevated level in which true information is exchanged. Internationally, the CCD is becoming the exchange document of choice. This is the end of Subunit 4-6, and also the end of Unit 4.